This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A spokesman for former President Clinton says they're hoping he will go home soon from a Southern California hospital where he's being treated for an infection. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Former President Bill Clinton is hospitalized in Southern California with an infection, but a spokesman says he is on the mend. The spokesman says the 75-year-old Clinton was admitted to the University of California Irvine Medical Center Tuesday evening for a non-COVID-related infection. A second statement quoted Dr. Alpesh Amin and Dr. Lisa Bardak, who said the former president has been administered IV antibiotics and fluids. Clinton has faced several health issues since leaving the White House in 2001. He underwent quadruple bypass surgery in 2004, had surgery for a partially collapsed lung in 2005, and had a pair of stents implanted in a coronary artery in 2010. I'm Mike Gracia.
Word from Britain that a man's under arrest there after a lawmaker was stabbed during a meeting with constituents. Reports say conservative lawmaker David Amos was attacked during a meeting at a church in the city of Lee-on-Sea. No word on his condition, and no other details yet. The Biden administration is reinstating the policy known as Remain in Mexico. The AP's Mike Hempens got this.
The Justice Department says beginning next month, asylum seekers will have to wait in Mexico for hearings in U.S. immigration court, complying with a judge's order. The Mexican government, which has raised concerns that U.S. officials are working to address, must give its approval. About 70,000 asylum seekers have been subject to the Remain in Mexico policy, which President Trump introduced in January 2019 and which President Biden suspended on his first day in office.
We're buying more stuff. Retail sales are up 0.7% for September. This is AP News. A man suspected of killing several people in a bow and arrow attack in Norway is facing a court hearing.
Danish national Espen Andersen Braden will not appear in court because he has confessed to the killings and has agreed to be held in custody. The small town of Kongsberg set up a memorial in the central square where many came to lay flowers and light candles in memory of the victims. Local schoolteacher Ingersborg Spangelo brought her students to pay their respects.
It's a small community, so almost everybody... Know each other, so this is a very strange and very sad experience for us.
Braden was handed over to medical authorities, who'll try to clarify whether he was sane at the time of the attack. If the conclusion is he was not sane, he cannot be punished for the acts, but can instead be sentenced to compulsory mental health care. I'm Karen Chemas.
President Biden signed into law a bill raising the nation's debt limit until early December. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.